Welcome to this week's edition of Mountain Outhouse News. I'm your host, Jam Jam. This is the craziest shit happened in running this week. This week's stories include No Rock 100 announcement, the Mount Marathon Marathon, and results from the Trail World Championships. The Trail World Championships took place this past weekend at the Abutres Trail race in Miranda de Corvo, Portugal, on a technical 44-kilometer course with over 7,000 feet of climbing. This was the largest Trail World Champs yet, with over 50 countries and 400 athletes racing. And let me tell you, these men and women really laid it all out there. As they came across the finish line completely spent, it was an inspiring scene to say the least. The returning world champs, Ragna de Bots and Luis Alberto Hernando, struggled this year on the shorter course, leaving room for new champions in 2019. This year, it was Jonathan Albin of Great Britain who ran away with the win, taking the lead in the second half of the race. An obstacle racing and skyrunning champion already, this is Albin's first win of the Trail Champs, and he did so in 3 hours 35 minutes. France's Julien Rincon was second in 3:37, with Christian Mathis of Switzerland third in 3:40. On the women's side, Blandine Larandou of France literally dominated the field, leading all day, and winning by an 8-minute margin in 4:06.17. Second place was Ruth Croft of New Zealand, who consistently moved up in the field all day, finishing 4:14.28. Sheila Avilas of Spain was third in 4:15.04. For the team standings on the men's side, it was France taking the win, with their top three runners placing second, fourth, and fifth. Great Britain was second, and Spain was third. For the women, France also came out on top by just 1 minute over the strong Spanish team, with Romania coming in third. The 2019 event was co-sanctioned by the International Trail Running Association and the International Association of Ultra Runners, but will take on a new form in 2021 as they join with the IAAF and the World Mountain Running Association to produce a four-race weekend of trail running championships that will include a vertical kilometer, a short mountain race in the range of 12 kilometers, a longer trail race in the range of a marathon, and an 80K ultra. Stay tuned for more on that in the near future. Speaking of the IAAF, or the International Association of Athletics Federations, which is the global governing body for many sports, including trail running, they just revealed a new name and logo for their organization. Beginning in fall of 2019, they will become officially World Athletics. While in Portugal, I attended the General Assembly for the International Trail Running Association, alongside runner and race organizer representatives from around the world. Many of you know ITRA for evaluating race courses for accuracy and assigning points that can be used for qualifying races such as UTMB, Lavaredo, UTMF, and more, as well as the Performance Index, which ranks all participants who run trail races globally. Some interesting things coming out of the assembly include new branding and a new easier-to-use website that will launch later this summer, as well as an emphasis on their health policy and the courts program. Look for more to come on all of that, and my door is open to anyone who has questions about ITRA. The Dipsy is the oldest trail race in America, traveling from Mill Valley to Stinson Beach over the 7.4-mile Dipsy Trail, and one of the most exciting races out there. The handicapped race attempts to equalize the field, with the young and old heading off first. This year, it was 62-year-old Brian Pilcher coming away with the victory, his fourth win. Pilcher dedicated his win to friend Mark Richman, who passed away recently. Alex Varner, who ran a record 9th fastest time of the race, is still chasing an overall win at the Dipsy. He was 2 minutes behind Pilcher and placed 3rd overall. Alex started 12 minutes behind Brian with his handicap. Chris Lundy, who won the past two editions, placed 4th. Wow, what a big weekend for running. Next up, Comrades, the world's largest ultra, took place in South Africa. The big story this year, which was run in the uphill direction, was a new women's direction record. Local Gerda Stein placed 1st for women with a time of 5:58.53, a time that's 10 minutes better than the previous fastest run by a woman in the up direction. The down direction record is still 5 minutes faster. For the men, 2-time defending champ Bongmusa Mthembu was defeated by Edward Mathibi by less than 30 seconds. Edward won in 5:31.33. Top American was Sage Candidate in 6 hours 2 minutes, and USA women's favorite Camille Herron failed to finish after a hamstring flare-up. I'd like to take a quick second to talk about 50 Mile World Bests for two reasons. First off, we're all still a bit pumped from Jim Walmsley's 50 Mile World Best set in California last month, but are you aware that the record will not be ratified by the IAU or International Association of Ultra Runners, since the 50 mile distance is not officially recognized? Currently, the IAU recognizes 50K, 100K, 100 mile, 1,000 kilometer, 1,000 miles, 6 hour, 12 hour, 24 hour, 48 hour, and 6 day. I'm hoping with some pressure, they will consider adopting the 50 mile as an official distance. What do you think? Taking this one step further, I'd also propose that comrades in the future have an officially measured point at their 50 mile mark. I could be wrong, as it might not be able to be ratified as it's a point to point, but we'd be great to see some credit given to comrades athletes at that distance. For example, Gerd is split at this year's comrades at the 49.25 mile mark, where a timing point was placed, was 5 hours 27 minutes, which is under the world best time of 5:38 by a considerable margin. That's just my 50 cent. San Diego 100, under new direction of race director Angela Chartel, had an exciting race up front with Christopher Hams leading most of the day just minutes ahead of Zach Bitter until near the end when Zach pulled ahead for the win in 16:49. Chris was just 2 minutes back. For the ladies, Teresa Kaiser was the winner and fifth overall in 2018. A total of 176 runners finished this year's race. Each July, we all follow along closely to Alaska's Mount Marathon in Seward, Alaska. It's arguably the world's toughest 5K, but here's a way to make it even tougher. The Mount Marathon Marathon. That's right. Joe Nyholm, a local to the mountain, made 16 trips up and down the mountain for a grand total of 26.5 miles run with 35,566 feet of climb. Damn, Joe. His time was 14 hours, 56 minutes. So sick. The USATF Half Marathon Trail Championships came to Scranton, Pennsylvania at Montage Mountain, where we saw Lee Berube take the win in 1:28:35 over Ben Robinson and David Roche. For the ladies, it was Sam Lewis winning in 1:46:43 over Caitlin Patterson, and Collier Lawrence. A total of 223 runners participated. It was all news we were expecting, but it still burns a little now that it's official. There will be no Hard Rock 100 or Snow Rock 100 this year, just the No Rock 100. Yes, the Hard Rock 100 is officially canceled due to the high snowpack and uncertainty surrounding a record number of avalanches this winter in the San Juans. If you are planning to come up to Hard Rock this year, you may not want to cancel your trip just yet, as there will be still plenty to do in the area. The Kendall Mountain Run, Silverton Alpine Marathon will go off the weekend prior, as well as trail work days and socials coordinated with Hard Rock despite the cancellation. Hope to see you out there. This year's field will roll over to 2020 and no new runners will be drawn from a lottery. The race will seek to pull runners off their wait lists if there are any drops between now and next year. Next up, we've got a check-in from our Beast Coast correspondent, A. Jizzle Wizzle, about that all-important 100-miler coming up in just 2 short weeks out in California.
Hey, Outhouse Nation, it's AJW, A. Jizzle Wizzle, reporting in from the Beast Coast. Hey, it's June, and that can mean only one thing. It's Western States Month, and I don't know about you, but I am pumped for some of these stories. Courtney DeWalter going for the repeat win for the first time since Ellie Greenwood got it a few years back. How about Scotty Mills going for finish number 20, only going to be the fifth guy to get 20 finishes. And then there's Ian Sharman, 10 consecutive top 10s on the line. I remember the first time he top 10 back in 2010. And then, of course, there are a record number of foreign runners in the race this year, 73, wishing them all the luck in the world getting from Squaw to Auburn. So, Outhouse Nation, we'll see you in Squaw. Looking forward to it. Age is a Wizzle from the Beast Coast.
In other Western States news, let's send some love towards WS100 race director Craig Thornley, who broke his fifth metatarsal on a track workout in his buildup towards UTMB. All the best in healing up amidst all the race prep. Michael Wardian generated some press for his participation in the Man vs. Horse Marathon in Wales. The event is almost 40 years old and pits runner versus riders on horseback. Man has only won twice over that time period, and this was not one of those years. Lead horse came in from the 35K route in 218, while the first runner was Jack Wood in 223. Wardian was third runner. And with that, thanks for tuning in to episode 149 of Outhouse News. The show would not be possible without the continued support of our Patreon contributors who help with the production of this show each and every week. Join the Patreon crew at the link below for as little as $2 per month. Huge shout out to our $50 level supporters, once again, Squirrel's Nut Butter, Brian Sands, and the Twisted Fork Ultra out of Park City, as well as our $25 level supporters, Renee Feint, Casey Carter, Jeff Holbrook, and Casey Pirtle. Thanks for checking out the show, and we'll see you next time. If you have crazy stories to share or a question or feedback for the show, please leave your comment below. And finally, if you'd like to own this custom pair of Jam Jam sunglasses, complete with a signed certificate of authenticity, check out the link in the description. Have a week.